Hello and welcome. This is the section of the King's International Spiritual Care University of its missions and goals, opening the ancient treasure chest of the King's riches. The King's International Spiritual Care University. Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah, the shepherd of this unique University of Spiritual Care. It is an honor and a privilege to have you stop by and look at this very unique university that is really one from the ancient days of long ago, of another time and realm. This university is one that has always been around and has been waiting to be brought out into the realm of the world as a great treasure chest full of ancient and eternal riches and glory. The treasure chest had to wait to be found and then opened by a true king of the treasure chest kingdom. For the treasure chest was a gift of a mighty king for all of humanity. It was given long ago in the forgotten past of history, but has now been allowed to be brought forth out of the garden of life and into the world. A treasure chest full of riches and glory was always intended to be shared and given as gifts of the heart of agape love to all of humanity. The King's International Spiritual Care University's mission is spiritually tasked with the worldwide mission of teaching spiritual care freely at no cost to anyone of any age. Is spiritually tasked to introduce the concept and ideas of spiritual care for the spiritual heart of the forever person, and that it is a vital component and needed partner and ally in the realm of healing, restoring, restoration, and wellness of the wounded and broken spiritual heart of the forever person. The King's International Spiritual Care University goals are 1. To provide basic spiritual care classes that introduce new yet ancient concepts, ideas, precepts, thoughts of what spiritual care is and who it is for. 2. To provide intermediate spiritual care classes of spiritual care about the more in-depth education on the forever person and the realm of the spirit in which the forever person lives. Also, the beginning of the concepts of what it means to have a broken, wounded heart. Also, the beginning of the role of the soul and its hidden man of its subconscious hidden heart and its connection to the forever person's spiritual condition. Also, the partnership of the physical body and the soul and how they affect the forever person's spiritual heart to bring about its brokenness and wounds. 3. To provide advanced spiritual care classes of spiritual care and how spiritual care is needed as an equal partner in healing. To provide ancient history and knowledge of the role of a higher power as the helper in the healing process. To provide the ancient nature of a forever person who had no brokenness, wounds, pain, torments, vexations, soul hurt, fragmentations of the mind, and what its original kingdom government of the three-part system and its healthy spiritual condition was before the abuse came and the darkness descended upon it, and the nature and condition when it was changed and became a fertile soil for the abuse, diseases, illnesses, pains of the physical body, of the soul in its two minds of consciousness, the seen consciousness, and the hidden man of the deep, subconscious, hidden man of the soul. To provide education, how to determine the areas of the wounds and brokenness and the pains of the spirit, the soul, and or the physical body that are affected and how they operate within these areas of a human, how to learn about the effects of the realm of the spirit on nations, lands, resources, generations, governments, cultures, and family culture, and their spiritual need for healing, deliverance, freedom, and wholeness. To learn what questions does one need to ask to determine the effects on the forever person. To provide what the spiritual causes of the wounds, the brokenness, the infections, the viruses, bacteria, poisons, root of the diseases and injuries are. To provide the knowledge of the spiritual abilities, skills needed to assist in the spiritual healing of a forever person and its soul and physical body. To provide the knowledge of the spiritual authority, dominion, and rulership of providing spiritual care to the forever person. To provide the knowledge of the spiritual foundations of sickness, illnesses, wounds, brokenness, pain, memories, and how and why such abuse, torments, vexation, fears, illnesses, diseases, depressions, abandonment, and hate, and their spiritual rights to do what they do to a forever person and its soul and physical body. To learn about the role of spiritual after healing and recovery is done. 4. To provide a network of graduates for connection with each other, which will provide spiritual shepherding, pastoring for the graduates. For this spiritual ministry does not come without attacks, tests, challenges to the hidden man in the areas of pride, money, glory, and how serious one is in bringing this spiritual care to the forever person. 5. To provide continuing education classes for graduates to continue to increase in spiritual knowledge and experience in spiritual care and its role in healing, restoration, and recovery. Pastor Deborah is pleased to be a shepherd of these ancient purposes and goals of the heart of agape love, and to shepherd those who are seeking the treasures of the ancient treasure chest of agape love and its role in spiritual care and healing of the forever person's spiritual. Pastor Deborah is honored by the King of these riches of his treasure chest of spiritual care to be the shepherd and teacher of his spiritual treasure that he has brought out of the realm of the kingdom of the Garden of Eden for all those who have a seeking heart and have become spiritual archaeologists seeking ancient treasures of a lost kingdom of the long ages of eternity. The treasure chest is opened, and its riches and glory are freely there for all to receive as ancient and eternal riches of the heart of agape love. So welcome to the King's International Spiritual Care University, Pastor, Shepherd, and Teacher, Pastor Deborah.